This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
The gold in my possession, no doubt in my mind, no question. I hold the keys to my successes. Greatness lives inside of me. Cut me open, bleed royalty. I've never known defeat. That's for the weak. For the throne, you better show loyalty. Nothing can stand in my way. I look it right in the face. I'm never slowing down. Yeah, I'm winning this race. Can't hold me back. Can't hold me down. It's time for me to own it now. I'm on a whole new level.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it, and so do I. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, on this lovely Monday, April the 21st of 2025, day 111th of the year, and only 254 days to go. Besides that, we're here at Safety FM. We're hanging out with those people over there.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Yep, infiltration and Radio Big is kind of the way that we hang out and do the combo of things. So how have you been? How was your weekend? Did you do the WrestleMania stuff? You know, it was a big wrestling weekend, if you're into that universe of things to take a look at. Anyways, as we're hanging out today and doing everything that we get to do, hopefully you had a happy Easter. Hopefully you had a good 420. Hopefully things are going smooth inside of your world as we are talking and doing all the stuff or offer that's going on. We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff today because that's what we do. We just kind of take the mix and the match and do everything and mix it all together as we talk together. Anyways, our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. It's kind of how it goes. Just realistically, that is what it is. It has always been that. So let's continue doing that same thing. Why would we want to change anything in that particular regard? So that's how it is. If you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com. Callinradio.com in regards to the things that are going on. So that gets you there. Once you get there, video, audio, text messaging are the options. Audio, video, text messaging. Audio, video, text messaging. Can I say that again? Audio, video, text messaging. It almost sounds like I practiced that in regards to it. So, yeah, a lot of stuff. By the way, I appreciate everybody giving me the love on the Booker Ooker here. Yeah, safety in my opinion. Consciousness construct and the reality of risk. A lot of people are reaching out to me about it. I appreciate the people that have read it, the people that are taking a look at it, the people that have bought the physical copies, the people that have hung out on Kindle. I keep on getting questions about the audiobook, the Audible version. We're still working on it. I mean, it's there. They have to approve it. That, for some reason, takes longer. Now, if you want to hang out with us and take a look at some of the stuff that's there, go to Safety IMO, in my opinion, that's what it stands for, Safety IMO, and we have it on a website called Soundwise. and we will link you directly there. So the four first chapters, if you have not read any of it, is available on Kindle that you can see them. And chapter 12 is available in the audio format using Soundwise if you're interested in that. But safety, in my opinion, yeah. Oh, you know how it goes. Booker hookers, the way that things happen. You never know where you're going to end up. It feels very trilogy. I can tell you that. I think that's what we're going to end up with that in regards to what people are talking about. But thanks for all the love and people reaching out about it, because it's importante. Not that, you know, that my opinion matters. It's just I appreciate, you know, the kind words and the not so kind words. I always tell people, regardless on how you look at it, I want you to, there is quite a few chapters, but chapter 50 inside of that book is definitely the lovely one. Anyways, let's start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight, because I think and I feel, yeah, the feelings thing is coming back. I think and I feel we should talk about it. Let's talk about what was trending.
Here is what was trending. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, so as I look at the trends of the ends of the ends, notable and noteworthy, a statement from the Fry folks sheds the light on the ongoing fiasco. Also, Martha Stewart shades Katy Perry, and Haley Joel Osment issues an apology. Some exciting Star Wars news and casting calls, and the Telegraph beefs some reporters in the Royale. So if you're good to go, I'm good to go. I have my people from Feature Story News hanging out here waiting by the phone, waiting to call you up and tell you you're not alone because they want somebody to shove. Okay, not somebody to shove. Okay, let's do this. Let's get into some news.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Pope Francis has died aged 88. It comes a day after he made an appearance in St. Peter's Square to wish Happy Easter to worshippers. In February and March, he spent time in hospital with double pneumonia. CEO of Catholic Voices, Brendan Thompson, says it's a profound moment.
Millions of Catholics and Christians across the world and other people of goodwill will be mourning now. So the last 12 years, elected in 2013, people will remember the Pope as a Pope of joy. As a moment maker, there's many profound moments, somebody who led on the migrant crisis. I also think he'll be remembered as a Pope of suffering, like these last moments, a really profound Lent in which he walked the way of the cross of Jesus's suffering, his 5 weeks, his close-to-death encounters, double pneumonia.
U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance is in New Delhi for a four-day visit. He'll be holding talks with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The meeting comes as India and the U.S. hold trade talks to sign a $500 billion bilateral deal by the end of the year. Calling India a big abuser of tariffs, the Trump government slapped tariffs of 26% against New Delhi and then suspended them earlier this month. Neha Punia reports from New Delhi.
J.D. Vance, who's representing the Trump administration, will be raising this bilateral trade deal with Prime Minister Modi. He's expected to push India to buy more U.S. defense equipment to try and bring that trade imbalance down. This is also important because Washington, D.C. has been trying to get New Delhi to pivot away from its traditional supplier of military gear, which is Russia. There's also going to be a discussion on allowing more market access for American firms and products. A key area of disagreement is the import of U.S. agricultural products, something India has been resisting because it says that Indian farmers who farm for subsistence cannot compete with commercial farming that happens in the U.S. But it's certainly something that the U.S. vice president is going to push for.
Gold prices rose to a record high on Monday amid concerns about the impact of the China-U.S. trade war on global economic growth. Spot gold was up 1.7% to over $3,383 an ounce in early trading. Rebecca Bunden reports.
Fears that the impact of U.S. tariffs and a spiraling trade war with China could lead to a recession in the U.S. and hurt the global economy are prompting investors to turn to gold, which is traditionally seen as a safe haven investment. A weaker U.S. dollar is also helping to fuel gold's rally as it hit a new record high on Monday. Some analysts are now forecasting that $3,500 an ounce could be the new milestone for gold prices.
Ukraine's reported drone attacks by Russia after a temporary Easter truce. Both Russia and Ukraine had accused each other of violating the ceasefire while it was in force. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. With more on the death of Pope Francis at the age of 88, Catholics around the world seeing him taking part in Easter services on the Vatican balcony on Sunday will have hoped that he was recuperating from the double pneumonia that had derailed him for much of this year. John Hooper is Vatican correspondent for The Economist.
I think that people were prepared for the possibility that the Pope would end his days because of the seriousness of the illness. There's going to be shock and I think also some reflection as to the way in which his last days unfolded, because his doctors had been quite specific in their instructions to him. They told him that his immune system was depressed by the illness that he had suffered, and that if he went out and he mixed too much with people in crowds at the Vatican or elsewhere, he was putting his life in danger. But you know, being a pope is such a full-time job that it's very difficult to follow that kind of advice.
At the end of a lifetime of service, he says the Pope made it clear he would not scale back his official activities. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Pope Francis has died aged 88. US Vice President J.D. Vance is in New Delhi for a four-day visit. Gold prices rose to a record high on Monday amid concerns about the impact of the China-US trade war on global economic growth. And Ukraine's reported drone attacks by Russia after a temporary Easter truce that both sides accused each other of violating. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
We all want to make sure that our family is protected in medical emergencies. What many of us don't realize is that health insurance won't always cover the full amount of an emergency medical flight. Even with comprehensive coverage, you could get hit with high deductibles and copays. That's why an Air Medcare Network membership is so important. As a member, if an emergency arises, you won't see a bill for air medical transport when flown by an AMCN provider. Best of all, a membership covers your entire household for as little as $85 a year. AMCN providers are called upon to transport nearly 100,000 patients a year. This is coverage no family should go without. Now, as a Jay Allen Show listener, you'll get up to a $50 e-gift card with a new membership. Simply visit airmedcarenetwork.com/safety and use the offer code SAFETY. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
You are listening to a radio god. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion. Available now, wherever books and audiobooks are found.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime, get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Oh, yes. Radio Big.fm, safety.fm, if you want to hang out on that one. Yeah, a lot of stuff going on. Little time to do so. Currently 17 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out on this lovely Monday. So let's talk about this in case you do not know. Next week, Energy Safety Canada going on in Banff. Yep, going on in Banff. If you want to come and hang out with us, we'll be hanging out over there broadcasting
live and in living color.
Yeah, we'll be broadcasting live from our Banff event. This was our third year there. Love it out there. Energy Safety Canada really knows what they're doing when they're putting that thing together. So if you want to come and hang out, we'll be doing some stuff, interviewing the presenters as they come off the stage, most part. And then I'm sure we'll package it into a podcast at some point. And of course, we'll do it as a transmission, as a signal, if one may say so, in that particular fashion of exactly what's going on. So there you go. Would love to see you there. Energy Safety Canada. Yeah, the conference is going on next week, starting on Tuesday, unless you're at one of the workshops, which starts on Monday. And the executive committee stuff, but that's not in Banff. That one's in Calgary. So there you go. I'll be there all the week, the whole week, hanging out, doing our stuff. So if you want to come on, hang out, we'll be there. So Energy Safety Canada. Okay, let's continue talking about some other stuff because it is always time to talk a little bit about everything that is going on inside of the world of the news. So let's take it slowly. Okay, so going in real quick, an American man attempted to hijack a small plane flying from Curaçao to San Pedro, Belize on Friday. The suspect stabbed two passengers and a pilot. One of the stabbed passengers was a license to carry gun on the flight, and it can be legal for a domestic flight in Belize, apparently, and shot the suspect dead. All three stabbing victims, including the pilot, who are still able were still able to safely land the plane and recovering in a hospital. Investigators say that the suspect demanded that the plane be flown out of the country, even to the United States. It flew an erratic path for nearly 2 hours before the suspect was shot and killed. No official word yet on his motive. Well, I don't think you're going to get an official word on the motive. I'm not being an asshole by saying that, but I mean, if you kill the suspect, kind of hard to get official words about anything. I mean, I'm not saying anything that's out of the norm here. I'm just saying in regards. No, seriously, I'm saying that that's the wrong one.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Like, seriously, how are you going to get official words? Like, let's think about the reporting here. Okay, Fyre Festival organizers are laying blame to yet another date and venue change on the municipal government of Playa del Carmen, Mexico. In a statement sent to former ticket holders last week, the event organizers accused the local government for first laying out the red carpet to their land where their businesses are, including making introductions to venues, hotels, and hospitality partners, holding press conferences to promote the event, and signing the paperwork, and then days later saying that they'd never heard of Fyre Festival. You can't make this stuff up, the statement read in part. When a government takes your money, issues permits, promotes the event, and then pretends that they never heard of you. That's not just dishonest. It's theft. Well, due to this, we have decided to move Fyre Festival to elsewhere. No word yet on ticket holders have gotten their money back, but where the new venue could be or where it would happen. This is according to Consequence. No, that's the name of the reporting site. I'm not joking. Not that I'm saying this is due to consequences, but that would be even funnier as we are talking about it. So there you go. Something tells me that Fyre Festival 2 is sounding more and more like Fyre Festival 1. So I don't know. You have to make the decision on yourself or by yourself of what you're going to do. And I'm just saying, it's up to you, not anybody else, on what needs to be done there. Just saying. Anyway, China hosted the world's first half marathon that included humanoid robots. Yep, not a joke. Or should I say humanoids? Robot participants. Maybe that's the correct wording. I need to get my terminology down for the humanoids. Among more than 12,000 human racers, 21 robots ran in a separate lane. Yeah, not a joke here. Despite the huge advances in technology, they still can't keep up with humans for now. The robot teams were allowed the opportunity to swap batteries out at any point. Some robots can be remote control. Others were autonomous sensors to navigate the course. Teams could swap in new robots entirely if they had to, subject to 10-minute penalty. The fastest robot finished at 2 hours and 40 minutes behind the fastest runner, who finished in 1 hour and 20 minutes. This is according to CNN. So a lot of stuff going on there as we are talking, no doubt, as we are hanging out. So I don't know if we should go full demand here. But we could definitely play some of this if you're interested in seeing it, because it's just so different that I am kind of surprised that this is actually happening. But I guess at this point, I shouldn't probably be surprised about anything in regards to this, because it is different just in total. So let's do this. Let's do the jump-a-rooney thing. And let's see what's going on here.
This is Tiangong Ultra setting off on a world-first humanoid robot half marathon in Beijing.
So you can see this. They're small and tall ones.
Of human runners in the 21-kilometer-long race.
There is a kind of sportsmanship, whether it's humans or robots, they're all exercising. It feels like...
How is the robot exercising?
The development of artificial intelligence.
The event was hosted in an area of the capital called E-Town, which is a government-backed hub for high-tech manufacturing. China is...
Oh, look at that one. That one's kind of interesting looking. A little small one, blue and white.
For me, I think in about 5 years' time, these products will begin to appear in everyday life and in the family home. There may be certain...
What, the runners?
...on the capabilities at first. It's impossible for them to do all the housework for you, like a maid, but their capabilities will improve.
Whoa, this one robot just took a tumble. Oops, that one kind of just fell off there.
Humanoid Tiangong Ultra was the fastest robot, finishing in 2 hours 40 minutes. It was no match this time for the fastest human, who took just 1 hour and 11 minutes. But developers say this is just the beginning.
Yeah, think about this.
Long before robots are not just running races, but are helping to run homes and businesses.
2 hours and 40 minutes.
Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.
I mean, think about this. It actually normally will take that info and change everything up as it goes. So there you go. Cyberdyne and Skynet. They became self-aware. Just don't forget.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
You know, now that I think about it, I probably need to be careful with that reference. For you younger folks out there, there was a movie that came out in the 80s that was called Terminator, and it had a guy by the name of Arnold Schwarzenegger in it. And that movie was about half man, not half man, because that's bullshit, that he was a robot underneath but had human skin, referred to as a Terminator. And guess what they did? They took people out. That was the point. You know, they were trying to kill.
Sarah Connor, are you Sarah Connor?
That was the point of the movie. So yeah, there you go. I think this will be interesting. I mean, I'm not going to lie, but that's the thing. I have this weird thing with technology. I like it. I like technology a lot. And it becomes interesting, especially the more of the AI stuff that you get to see. So take a listen to this. Want to get lucky in love? Well, get active with your date. Yeah. A study by matchmaking company Tawiki said the first dates that involved an activity, for example, hiking or cooking class, are 25% more likely to go out together again than sitting down at a bar or a restaurant. Hiking in particular boosted second date's chances by 50%, and a statement of Tawiki's chief matchmaker said that the bars and cafes are full of distractions where one-on-one activities give more of an opportunity to connect. This also suggests that dates like visiting a museum, going to a show, or if you go to a must, you must eat, grabbing a bite from a food truck. This is according to the New York Post. So if you're looking to go out on a date and have a better opportunity, it sounds like, in regards of things moving forward, that is the things to do. So what else? The world's oldest penguin is celebrated her 37th birthday last weekend at Paradise Park Zoo in Cornwall. Or should I say Hale, Cornwall, where she lived since 1988. According to the keepers, it is the oldest of her species, which is an amazing feat considering that the Hubbledot penguin typically lives 10 to 15 years. By the way, her unusual name comes from when she was being treated for a dangerous fungal disease known as, who the hell knows what that is. At the time, she was receiving a drug known as SP from a nebulizer. This is according to the BBC. So there you go. Some information. So as you heard, the Pope passed away yesterday. Terrible news. Kind of an interesting one. He passed away on Easter, which puts a more radical twist on all of it. So I'm sure we'll hear a little bit more about that, because that is going to be shattering in regards of that going on. Also, Notre Dame running back Eric Pennick has died. He passed away on Saturday, according to the Post from the school. No cause of death was known. Pennick was 71 at the time of his passing. So kind of an interesting time in regards of the things that are going on. Okay, let's talk about the weekend box office, because people care about this. Let's go 10 to 1, 1 to 10. Let's go something like this. Snow White made $1.1 million. The Chosen at number 9. Last Supper, $1.6 million. Pride and Prejudice, $2.7 million. What else? Number seven, Colorful Stage, the movie, $2.7 million. Drop, $3.3 million. Warfare, $4.8 million. And number four, The Amateur, $7.2 million. And number three, The King of Kings, $17.2 million. And number two, yeah, falling down from the number one spot, was Minecraft with $41.3 million. And at the number one spot, new, was Sinner with $45.6 million. So there you go. I'm kind of confused on that movie. Because I think, but I don't know if I'm correct here. Oh, yeah. That is the new Michael B. Jordan movie that a lot of people are saying that particular movie, I don't know how it was recorded or what was done, could change the way that studios do things. So I don't know if that's good, bad, or indifferent. So some things to think about as we are talking. Okay, let's get into the swamp real quick. An update on Gary Shapley, the IRS agent who blew the whistle on attempt to interfere on the tax crimes investigation into Hunter Biden, will not take over the agency after all. While it makes for fun politics, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent reportedly urged President Trump to go to a different direction since the IRS commissioner reports to Bessent. The United States Supreme Court issued an order early Saturday morning that specifically stops the deportation of a group of Venezuelan illegal immigrants with an accused violent gang ties currently being held in northern Texas. At the issue, the Trump administration the use of Alien Enemies Acts to justify their swift removal. Lower courts continue to hear the cases about how much they notice the ability to appear those facing deportation must have. About 24 hours later, Justice Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas issued a dissent of the decision. It must be noted that all three Trump-appointed justices ruled against the president, so there's that. Also, let's talk about the numbers, because some people are going to want to care about this. The Dow lost about 527 points to close at 39,142 on Friday. The S&P ticked up by 7 points to close at 5,282, and the NASDAQ dipped by 20 points to close at 16,286. West Texas Intermediate closed at $64 a barrel on Friday, and Brent crude was at $67 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.15 on Sunday, and Bitcoin was trading around $84,700 on Sunday evening. And Tuesday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $50 million jackpot, or a $22.4 million cash payout. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $131 million jackpot, or a $60.1 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. Anyways, with that being said, it is 32 minutes past the top of the hour, so why don't we go ahead and get into our main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Yep, main story time on this lovely Monday, because that's what we do. We talk about some of the things that are going on inside of the world, because why would you not talk about the stuff that's going on inside of the world? So let's get into it. Let's talk, let's move, let's groove, let's get deep into the info that needs to be discussed. Let's get deep into the info of the things that we should care about, and not just the things that we should care about, but the things on how items are communicated. Yeah, you heard me there. You know that in the industry that we are in, communication is key. And when I say that, it's not because I have some slogan on the wall that says, hey, over here it says communication is key, so let me say that. How you communicate with the individual team members that are part of your team, not employees, not people that you manage, I'm talking about team members in general, it's crucial. People tend to forget that. And sometimes what we need to look at is the communication style that we use. Sometimes what we need to look at is the medium. Yes, the style, the format. What are we using? Now, listen, I am an auditory learner. What does that mean? It means that I have to hear shit to be able to get it. In particular, if you kind of pay close attention, you probably have noticed or will know at some point that I am obsessed is probably the best way to do it. with music. So if you give me something in a musical format, I will tend to pay more attention because I like how music sounds. I like how we take a listen to things, how they play a factor into what's going on. So that plays a crucial role on how I learn. There's other people that are visual learners, that they have to see it. There are other people that have to write everything down as they are learning or hearing, whatever, because they need to write it down so that way it's almost, I'm not going to say a level of programming, but it's a way of them actually doing things in real time for them to be able to do stuff. So with that being said, when you do stuff to reference a form of communication or to reference a message, better saying, what do you use? How do you go about it? Because that's where it gets weird. Sometimes we tend to forget that there's other styles, there's other mediums to use. Now, listen, for the longest time, if you ever paid attention, radio and podcasting in particular, mostly radio, because that's where kind of where I come from some of it, I always refer to this as theater of the mind. And the reason that I called it theater of the mind was for the following reasons. The stuff that I do on the radio, you can't see it. I would give you a descriptor. I would give you information on how the things were working. You couldn't see what was going on. You could hear me talk about it. I could say, hey, you heard this? That's me beating my head against the wall. Or something along those lines. But now that you see it, it's not that big of a deal. But if you hear it as a sound, it is theater of the mind. So when you're crafting your messages, when you're coming out with information that you want to share, maybe that's something to think about. And I remember a long, long time ago being involved with infotainment. We would do safety messaging as information but entertainment at the same time. And I remember there was a company in particular out of Ohio that we did work with that they would scream the word goal. And I mean like scream the word goal inside of this video package that I saw. And it stood out for get out and look. Get out and look. And I will tell you, I have not seen that video in years, but I can still vividly remember that dude yelling goal, how that video was produced, because how the message stuck in regards of the visual, even though I'm an auditory learner, and the dude screaming. So if you think about these things as you're crafting messages, know how important it is. Just because you're the signal or message carrier does not mean that you should only do it in one method. And I want to say almost that by doing this book that we did recently, I kind of learned some things that I didn't expect as I was going through it. So what's going to be the way that you're going to change stuff? What's going to be the medium for you to share with the world? And how is it going to be adaptive for other people to get it?
What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, this doesn't feel right. This book
doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion. Available now, wherever books and audiobooks are found.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
In order to save the planet from cow farts, why doesn't someone just invent really large Gas X pills?
God, what's that awful stench?
Radio. Big.
The keys to my successes. Greatness lives inside of me. Cut me open, bleed royalty. I've never known defeat. That's for the weak. For the throne, you better show loyalty. Nothing can stand in my way. I look it right in the face. I'm never slowing down. Yeah, I'm winning this race.
I'm on a whole new level.
then I'll take a bow. Never throw the towel, I own the crowd. I'm coming in and I'm getting loud. Nothing can stand in my way. I look it right in the face. I'm never slowing down. Yeah, I'm winning this race. Can't hold me back. Can't hold me down. It's time for me to own it now. I'm on a whole new level.
Okay, you are still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. And apparently K Parks is letting us know that he is on a whole new level. Not a joke. Yeah, whole new level. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. So if you want to give a little download, loady action, you got it. Because, you know, they're on a whole new level. So. Yep, you are still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. Yep, there you go. We're on a whole new level. Whole new level. So there you go. Thanks to K Parks for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show as we are hanging out doing all of the fun stuff that we get to do. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. TWLOHA.com. Once you get there, there's all kinds of information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, and trauma. So, a lot of information. Believe me, you get there, that website can change your life. Not a joke as I say that. Not a marketing ploy. This is stuff that I talk about because I think it's that important. Seriously. I will tell you this. If we have never met in person, I have a tattoo that I carry behind my left ear in particular. That is a heart with a semicolon. For the whole moment of pause and then move on. Because you need to reconsider things sometimes. Sometimes life gets difficult. Life is not easy. I don't ever want people to think that I think here that life is easy. There's trauma, there's things that happen, and life isn't easy. And sometimes you just need to take a pause and see what's going on out there. Not a joke. Reality has kicked in as we talk about that. So, there you go. There you go as we are talking. Okay, so let's continue moving forward in regards to the stuff that is going on inside of the multiverse, because we need to do that, no doubt there, because if not, we'll be doing something else, and then it'll get really weird, because then we're not doing what we said we're going to be doing, so there you go. Okay, trim spending, not hair. I mean, sure, some economists and other really smart people say that we're headed into a recession, or we're already there, but you know, how to really tell? Head to your local hair salon. Have a seat and observe. According to a new report, salon owners and hairstylists say that many young women are skipping hair appointments and opting for a cheaper hairstyle, another possible indicator of the economic trouble. A new trend on TikTok is sporting recession blonde hair, which involves letting your natural darker roots grow out to save money on your touch-up. Experts compared the recession hair phenomenon salons saw after 2008 financial crisis, which often involved longer, possibly grayer, and generally less more well-done hairdos, if one may say that. In addition to that, Google says that searches on press-on nails in the U.S. are up 10% since February. And so you know. How young women are spend their money is often seen as, a very well placed to tell how it's going to impact the economy. Women shoppers accounted for about 60% of sales in general merchandise like clothes, home decor over the past year, and their spending has dropped about 1% since February. And that's not because, just like mine, their credit cards are still maxed out from Christmas. I'm just saying. But hey, my hair looks like it's from 2008. It's because my bank account does too. Meaning that I have no hair whatsoever. Anyways, let's get into some positive notes inside of life, and let's bring some John Smalls in here and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Rick. Zig Ziglar said, "The real opportunity for success lies within the person, not in the job." I love this quote so much. I've worked at the very same job as many other people. Our paths crossed for a short time, but we all ended up somewhere different. We had the same job. We were taught by the same person, but we each did things our own way. And that is what led some to rise to the very top and others to wander off the path to something completely different. It's exactly the same as school. Think about all of the people in your ninth grade math class. Why are you not all working together today? Well, why would you be? Right?
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. If you are overcome with cares, or if you feel incapable of coping with life, perhaps it is because you're still trying to carry the past. The past can't be changed, only forgiven. If you've never asked God's forgiveness for your past, do it right now. If you have asked, then accept it. By an act of your will, stop living in the past. Stop punishing yourself. If God has forgiven you, how dare you not forgive yourself? Jeremiah 31 says, "For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more." Lord Jesus, deliver us from our unhealthy preoccupation with the past. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rosen Bar Safety Show.
Israeli officials report that a recent strike in Gaza killed 12 senior Hamas members. This comes as Hamas has reportedly rejected the latest ceasefire proposal, citing demands related to disarmament that Israel has not agreed to meet.
The Israeli military ordered evacuations in parts of Gaza's southern city of Rafah earlier today, signaling potential ground operations. Separately, the UN condemned Israel after strikes hit near two hospitals in Gaza within 3 days, Benjamin Wright reporting.
Russian forces launched a deadly missile attack on the Ukrainian city of Sumy. Moscow claims the strike targeted military forces, but Ukraine and international observers condemn the attack on a civilian area.
Despite the constant threat of attacks, residents in Sumy are attempting to maintain a sense of normalcy. NATO's chief reaffirmed support for Ukraine during a recent visit to the port city of Odessa. The visit underscores ongoing international backing for Ukraine amid the protracted conflict. Joseph Eckerson reporting,
the devastating civil war in Sudan enters its third year, with reports of famine conditions and widespread atrocities continuing to emerge. An international conference was held recently to rally humanitarian aid for the millions affected by the conflict.
However, prospects for a lasting peace remain elusive, as fighting between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary rapid support forces continues unabated. Aid organizations warn of a catastrophic humanitarian crisis deepening across the nation. Jim Kender reported.
The Trump administration's new wave of tariffs, particularly targeting China and potentially European allies, is causing significant concern in global markets.
President Trump maintains the tariffs are necessary to protect American industries and jobs, but many businesses express anxiety about supply chain disruptions and increased costs. Negotiations are ongoing, but the uncertainty is already impacting international trade relationships. Kyle Norris reporting.
The White House has frozen over $2 billion in federal funding for Harvard University after the institution reportedly defied administration education demands related to curriculum and alleged anti-Semitism concerns.
Harvard officials have stated they will not comply with certain demands, while also acknowledging issues with anti-Semitism on campus that they are working to address. The funding freeze has raised concerns among researchers about the potential impact on scientific and academic projects, Jessica Oakley reporting.
A federal judge is hearing arguments today regarding the mistaken deportation of Maryland resident Kilmar Ebrego Garcia to El Salvador. The judge expressed no tolerance for gamesmanship from the Justice Department.
Lawyers for Ebrego Garcia are demanding his immediate return, while government attorneys argue procedural steps. El Salvador's president has indicated the country will not return Ebrego Garcia, complicating efforts to resolve the situation. The case has drawn significant attention to immigration enforcement policies and procedures. Lawrence Keller reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Oh, yes, still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2020, an additional 25,000 people across the 11 countries are added to the COVID-19 death toll. The New York Times recorded the number, noting that the deaths were people who have really died due to the pandemic, not because from the virus itself. Or more specifically, these people may have died anyways, so they're being lumped into the virus toll. This is according to the news section back in 2020. If you're looking at some birthdays that are going on today, do we want to go? Yeah, let's go birthdays. Thomas Daugherty turns 30. Robbie Amell turns 37. Christian Coma turns 40. Tony Romo, 45. James McAvee turns 46. Brian J. White turns 50. Nicole Sullivan turns 55. Rob Riggle, 55 as well. Robert Smith, 66. Andy McDowell turned 67. Lisa Frank, 70. Tony Danza turned 74. Patti LuPone turned 76. And Iggy Pop turns 78 today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, it's National Kindergarten Day, International Creativity and Innovation Day, Patriots Day, and National Chocolate-Covered Cashew Day. So there's some stuff for you to celebrate, that is for sure. If you need a random joke for today, my wife tells me that I can be an idiot sometimes. I think it's really cool of her to give me permissions like that. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What awful movie do you just love? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this one. If they could, 60% of us would like to eat this every day. What is it?
Bacon!
Yeah, it's bacon. Because people want bacon. So there you go. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together at the top of the hour. I will be going over to RadioBig.fm talking about the world of music and entertainment. If you want to come and hang out with me, you're more than welcome on doing that. If you don't, that's perfectly fine too. You can hang out here on Safety FM and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Happiness is something that comes into your lives through the door we don't even remember leaving open. Think about that. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.
I'm winning this race.